There seem to be three different stages of hybrids.
Three. All right. What are they?
Yeah. And the early stage, which is half human and half alien, those definitely look more alien than human. And they tend to be frail and listless and wispy. They have sort of very sparse straw-like hair. They have over-large heads for their little necks and little bodies. They have very thin bodies, very thin arms and legs. They've often been described as spindly-looking by us, those of us who've had these experiences. And as we know, too, from many reports, these early hybrids have very, very large eyes, much larger than ours in proportion to the faces. And their heads are probably a little bit bigger and rounder, especially on the top and the back. Those eyes, though, might have some whites in them. And they have tiny little ears, just the slightest little bit of a nose sticking out, and very small mouth, and only a real vestige of human genitals. So these early stage hybrids apparently need the least amount of time in the mother's uterus. And that's a whole thing we can get into if you want to a little bit later about how this hybridization process actually happens. And then when they are gestated in a tank of fluid on the ship, they seem to need the least amount of time for gestation. And they eat really differently, too. They don't eat like we do. They're nourished by absorbing certain nutritive substances, liquid-like substances, through their skin. And rather than through their mouths, that's why they have just a little tiny slit for a mouth. But still, the adult extraterrestrials claim that these little hybrid babies do need some love and nurturing from a human mother, because after all, they are half human. The human part of them would need that, even though the extraterrestrial part of them wouldn't. But that nurturing seems to be important, and that's why they do take human mothers onto the craft and show them these little babies and ask them to hold the baby and nurture them. But these little hybrids, this early stage beings, they could never really survive on Earth. So that means that they always live on the craft with other hybrids and with the extraterrestrials who have created them and care for them. And we did have a lot of reports in the 1990s that many of those early stage hybrids died. They just weren't successfully able to remain in life. And that's been given one reason, anyway, given for why they kept doing the hybrid program.
Would we know that they were different if we saw them?
Oh, yes. And I've regressed so many women and men, too, by the way, whose sperm was taken for this program. And the woman, the women whose eggs were taken and combined with the extraterrestrial genetics, and they are, after those babies are even put into a tank on the ship for gestating for a number of months, some of the mothers and some of the fathers were taken and shown a room with these little fetuses growing in these tanks of liquid. And then after the fetus is quote-unquote born, in other words, taken out of the tank, apparently they figure the gestation is complete enough, then the mother and sometimes the father, human, will be taken, again, as I said, to hold and nurture the babies. And then those people, mothers and fathers, in many cases, are taken as the child survives, the hybrid child, and grows into being, oh, maybe like a one-year-old baby and a toddler and a young child, and then a child maybe 8 or 10 years old, and then a teenage child, and even an adult child. I've had several clients who have had regressions in which they actually met or remet their adult hybrid child.
But you don't see this as a sinister plot to take over this planet, do you?
Well, I know there is that theory that some research have, but getting back to some of the reasons given again is that some of these beings are afraid that their own planets are no longer going to be able to sustain life for a whole variety of reasons. And therefore, they would want to settle here on Earth. I mean, they need to have some place. They don't want the whole population to just live on spaceships. And some have, I think, rather nicer reasons, at least I feel more kindly to them. One of these reasons is to create go-betweens between their species and ours. So in other words, a more highly developed hybrid being could be kind of like a friendly ambassador and would understand life here to some extent and understand life on that other planet and could help the populations of our planet and theirs to understand each other better and hopefully cooperate well together too. And another reason given is that some of these beings are helping themselves by repairing genetic mistakes that they made in their own kind over thousands of years. And they talk about how they had done so much genetic engineering of their own kind of extraterrestrial over millennia, and then they had all that exposure to radiation and long-distance space travel, as I mentioned. And then they talk about having cloned themselves for enough generations to lose their ability entirely to reduce biologically. Apparently, way back in time, cloning seemed to be the preferred way to reproduce for some of those extraterrestrial species. But it was too much of a good thing, because then they no longer had the choice to reproduce biologically. They had to keep cloning. And in the cloning process, then you see they've lost emotion and some of the other components that they would like to regain by combining with us humans.